I'd like to welcome everybody to my new podcast, The Diary of a Ne'er-Do-Well. A ne'er-do-well, you may ask? Webster Dictionary defines it as a noun, an idle, worthless person, a rogue, basically a bum, a derelict, a slacker, a layabout, somebody who always gets to a certain point and then stops. Basically, if you're one of those people, when they ask, what do you do for a living? And you think, I live for a living. You're probably a ne'er-do-well. You know, somebody's always talking about, I almost made it. They reach for that last ring, but you know what? They let it slide because it got boring. It just wasn't organic anymore. I don't need to be rich. I'm an artist. That's the basic definition in a quick nutshell. But now, on to today's topic. How to locate, find, see, learn if you're the token or who's the token in your crew. Look to the left and right if you're out partying right now. If you're the only black person, Asian, Hispanic in your crew, you're probably the token. I mean, they might have a few featured niggas and spics, maybe even chink here and there. But if you're the main one who's always there, I mean, it's not like their half black cousin came or their Asian friend from tutoring just came over to hang once in a while. They do those little features, but you're the one that's always there every day after school. The only one probably ever invited to their house. Think about it. That's probably you. And I apologize in advance, because I'm not going to be totally PC. If you could listen to a nigga say nigga a million nigga times, a nigga rap song, then same goes for spick, chink, kike, dyke, whatever. And we'll talk about this at a later time. And it's not to be a rebel rouser or to be racist. It's just that these are slangs and terms that, just like being a token, were applied to certain people to make them feel inferior. And I use them in the opposite way. I embrace what you might call me, because that means I went through so much more to get where you at. Going off topic, just think about it. What, slavery was done in the 1860s? And me and you have the same job? You've been free for thousands of years? You immigrated from one place to another just to make more money? Nah, I'm just fucking with you. Now back to the topic. You're probably a token if every time your boys or your homegirls sing a rap song and the word nigga comes, they pause and look at you like, I didn't say it. And it wasn't ER. It was A. It was A. And you know you my nigga. I didn't mean it that way. Sorry. See, emphasis on the A, you know, like how Gucci Mane, that's his name, says it. You know you the token when you gotta ask your white friend's family where the bathroom is, and they just don't point you the way like they did for everybody else. They actually give you a guided tour. Like, oh, let me show you, bring you all the way there. And they stand outside the bathroom door while you're trying to use the bathroom. You're trying to take a shit for like 20 minutes and they don't care. They'll find something to keep you interested in talking to behind the back of the door, because in their mind they're going, there's nothing really in the china cabinet. No, I took my pills out. There's just toothpaste, toothbrush. There's nothing you can really steal. I don't want to get those black germs on stuff. You're probably the token if you're invited to your white friend's barbecue and their mother, their cousin, their father, one of their friends comes and says, hey, buddy, how you doing? And always mentions the racist thing, like last, the third thing they say. They're like, well, we have beer, steak, the chicken. Chicken's on the table. Pasta salad, deviled eggs, watermelon, and you know, to drink, we got some vodka, you know, some red wine, and that hen dog, we got that henny. You're probably the token. Or if you're Spanish, you're like, tell Jose we got that cuevo over here. And we're going to get more limes. Don't worry. We're going to the store to get more limes right away. Notice, when I was younger, about 12 years old, I had an epiphany in junior high school. When I noticed that in certain crowds, I was the token. I mean, I remember when I went to my friend's first communion, little town girl named Jennifer. And there was me and this other guy, Butch, another black guy. And we seen each other at the party, and we were both invited to the same party. And I looked across the room at each other, and it was like, you, and man, I thought I was special. Nah, but for real though, living in Bayside and going to schools in Bayside mostly, Bayside, Queens, most of my life, pretty much all of my life, PS 159, IS 25, Bayside High School. If there was more than a 3 black guy ratio at an all white party, you had some pretty progressive friends. And it was like, you were always looking at the other guy like, don't mess it up for us. Don't embarrass us. They're gonna think we're all like that. They're gonna be like, that little Negro was running down the stairs and tripped and knocked over the vase. And then look at all the little Negroes. And you just shake your head inside. Like, who invited Blackie? I remember going to my Greek friends' house parties all the time. You know you token if everybody's name is Yanni but yours. And all their names sound like Hippopotamus, Apollopolis, Papadopanopolis. But those are my peoples. I have peoples from all walks of the world. I know I was a token when I used to go to Chinese bars with my friends, and Chinese for some reason just serve popcorn and most of their bars and cheese doodles. I don't get that. But and they were serving kamikazes. And I was thinking, aren't you Chinese? Isn't kamikazes Japanese? Well, anyway, I don't want to drink a drink that would kill me and itself. But token, it's just crazy where that word came from. Every time I think about it, I think about jumping on the subway, this before you guys in Metro cars, having a coin to trade for something. Apparently, the word tokens from German origins related to the Dutch taken, and German also to mean teach. So it's weird how colloquialisms are picked up and changed, invented for another reason or what another saying. You guys out there should message me. Let me know the first time that you realize that you were the token. Or did you just realize right now? Mind blown? Woke-ish? There you go. It's Chase the Enigma. And tune back in for much, much more in-depth podcasts in the future. Help me, message me, write some topics, questions, anything you want to, feel free. Aight? 1. Please send me all your feedback and opinions. Check me out on Instagram at Chase the Enigma. Yes.